Hello versus community. It's your boy Vern Lee. And today I have a very special guest. I'll let him introduce himself.
It's Mitch.
What's going on, Mitch? How you feeling today, man?
Oh, pretty good.
Right, so I'm happy to have you with us today. I have been wanting to get you on our pod for quite some time, and the right angle or the right opportunity or the right thing that I wanted to do has not popped up. But then I came up with the idea for us to do an annual ranking of the players. And I'm like, man, me and Mitch had this special versus relationship. I got to get Mitch on here for this. So that's the plan, to do a ranking, basically a top 15 versus player ranking every year. And it's going to be serious, but it's also going to be fun. So the way we're going to do this is me and Mitch both have our own list. We'll just talk about it, talk about the players, talk about the reasons for it, and then talk about players that may be on the up and coming or may have just missed the ranking. So hopefully this gets people talking. That's the goal of it. And also hopefully people have fun. So Mitch, when you came up with your list, what are some of the criteria you thought about when making your list? Because I got a few myself.
Well, I guess for me, it was, I guess, partially, who I see in the top cut most of the time, or that I've played against that just, and like, I can tell that they're a solid, good player, even if they're not, playing as much.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to factor in the results. So if it's a player that's always in the top cut or somewhat consistently actually wins events, and for that, I mean, not only like main events, but I mean side events and online events and things of that nature, all of that has to be factored in, at least for me. Also, some things I consider is like the versatility of a player. So are you a person that can make all different types of decks, deal with all different types of formats, things of that nature? Also, something I like to call intimidation factor. Like when I sit down across from you, how concerned am I that I'm about to face you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yep. Oh,
and
yeah.
also creativity. So, what are you willing to do as far as deck building? Does it have to be like the ultimate tier one deck, or can you take a deck that maybe someone might not be as intimidated by and still have success with it? So all of that is are things that I considered when I came up with this top 15 ranking. And that's what's fun about it, because we have our own criteria. So what we're gonna do is we're just gonna go through name by name. And like, if you have a name that I don't have, that's cool. We can talk about why that's the case. And if you don't, and it's the same name on the list, then we can discuss that too. So give me your first name.
Well, first one I thought of was my, well, finals nemesis, Robert Smallwood. So I've been in the finals with him more than anybody, and I've not beat him yet in the finals. I did take him out at Gen Con for once this year, but before the finals, but yeah, he's always a tough opponent.
Okay, so I guess I don't think it'd be any surprise that Robert Smallwood is on my list as well.
No.
What is about Robert's game or style do you think makes him a necessary addition to this list?
He's, from what I've seen, always playing what is probably the strongest thing in the format. He's not trying to beat the strongest thing except with it. If Outriders is legal, he'll probably be on Outriders, and he's gonna probably have the best one too. So that's, seems to be how he plays. It's very effective, and I think from my days in Raw Deal, like trying to play stuff to counter it if I can. Sometimes it's not possible in this game, but it's kind of more fun that way, finding a way to beat the top deck and still beat everyone else, but it's more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, Rob is usually straightforward. I'm just going to play the best cards. But the thing about Rob is his ability to not only know the lines, but also know what you're going to do with your deck is what puts him on a different level. Like, efficiency wise, his formations are always solid. I remember the first time I played this guy. this was at I think it was a singularity event, and I had just beat the main character, somebody playing the main character that he was playing. It was Warlock, Adam Warlock, and I destroyed the other Adam Warlock. So he comes up. Now, I knew who he was at the time. He didn't know who I was, but he looked at my character. I was playing Royce, and he just picked it up, said he didn't remember the character. He read it, and it's almost like he formulated a foolproof plan immediately. And he basically played my deck for me. Like, I was pulling a card out, and he was telling me basically what I was going to do when I did it. And what's funny about this is other people that play him for the first time, they don't have the same experience. Some people say he's quiet. Some people say he's doesn't say anything at all. He just, just is straightforward. But with me, he was talking the whole game. So considering that I've only played him like three times, that was just a crazy experience for me because I never played anybody that did that. So Rob is like A1 in pretty much all aspects of the game. So that was pretty simple. What's your next name?
Well, you said to put yourself down, so my next name was myself.
Okay. Think I got you on the list?
Hope so.
So you are also on my list. I'm going to make you talk about yourself. Why do you think you belong on the list?
Well, I think if anyone's sitting down across from me, it's not going to be an easy game for them. I'm not usually that person that's going to just roll over and die, even if it's, an unfair matchup. I'll still try. Even if I'm outclassed, you never know. But maybe if I draw right, it'll work.
Yeah, I've heard somebody refer to you as Matrix Mix Mitch over the last few weeks. And I think that they didn't explain it to me, but to me, it's because you see the game in a different way.
That was Patrick Lenihan that started that. It was in one of their things. He said it's like he sees the Matrix. Like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because you do stuff like you'll play like. And it's the thing, you can play anything, right? I've seen you play aggro, I've seen you play control, I've seen you play combo, I've seen you play Invisible Woman, which by the way, I hate you the most when you play Invisible Woman. I just want to let you know I can't stand that main character, but
Okay, I forget who it was at Ohio looked at me and said, "You look like you're bored." It's like, I don't even like playing this main character. I just want her banned.
Right, that was your agenda. Thank you for being successful with that, by the way. And the thing about you is that no matter what deck you play, there's always something in there that I don't expect. And also, because I play against you pretty much every tourney, like it's just somehow we always end up paired up a lot of times, not only in Swiss, but also in the top rounds. And your comeback potential against me is crazy.
Yeah.
There's usually a situation where I'm ahead, and then there's one thing that you do, whether it's something you pulled or something you had set up, and then you'll come all the way back and beat me, and that is so crazy to me.
Midwinter was, I think, the biggest one. Again, I mean, you're probably the one I play against the most. It seems like in tournaments, I'm always facing you. So,
All the time.
yep.
And I feel like you're still making me pay for the whole Iceman Rogue thing.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that one. Beat
We're
me.
not gonna get in that story today. But yeah, another thing that you did that was crazy to me when we were playing online, because these are stories that people don't always know. The online tournaments, if you're not involved, you don't see a lot of the crazy stuff. That's when a lot of the weird things happen. When you were able to pull your entire deck playing Annihilus, and you were not using the machine mechanic. I still can't believe you did that. Like you're just able to do stuff that just most people don't see coming or aren't able to pull off. So yeah, you definitely belong on the list. All right, so who's your next person?
Well, you're the next person on my list, so.
Okay. Well, thank you. I can confirm I also have myself on the list. Probably not this high, but yeah. So why am I on your list, sir? Praise me.
You're always building solid decks and taking them, making top cuts, and it feels like I'm always the one knocking you out of the top cut, but.
You know what? Let me think about it. So you knocked me out at Ohio. You knocked me out at Gen Con. This is all in the same year.
And midwinter, remember we went to
Midwinter.
finals. Yeah.
This year's midwinter. Yeah, you knocked me out of all of the tops this year. Last midwinter too, right? You played Venom and I played Spider-Man. You knocked me out of man, you I think you're my Robert Smallwood.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, boy, I think I knocked him out of every finals in the last like 2 years.
Kind of messed up, man. I gotta figure that out for 2024. All right, so I guess I have to say, the reason I have myself in the top 15 is because I think I'm one of the most consistent players in the game. Like, I don't really like talking about myself like that, but I have been able to top in pretty much every tournament I'm in, whether it's online or at regionals or things of that nature. And I'm not going to get into how often that is the case, but it's just a normal, like Sale says, if I'm playing, I'm probably going to be in the top. And I'm also consistent when it comes to side events as well. So I think another thing I'm good at is I very rarely play the same main twice. So even if it's aggro, it's probably going to be a different main, and I'm still able to be successful with it. So that's why I'm in here, and now I'm going to stop talking about myself. All right, so who's your next person?
Ryan Mullenhauer.
Ryan Milholland. Okay. Want to explain that choice?
He doesn't get to as many tournaments as he used to in the last couple of years, but I mean he's one of the my teammates and probably one of the smartest versus players I've played against. I mean he has really good builds and designs. He's made a bunch of top cuts when he does play. He's probably going to be in finals, or not in finals, but in the top cut somewhere for sure. So I think he took Gen Con second place, last year, I believe. Or maybe it was a year before, I can't remember, but we were calling ourselves team second place between me, him, and James. It seems like we're always in second for a while there.
Ryan is a monster, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan is a monster. The thing about Ryan to me is, because you said he's one of the smartest versus players, he is. He like sees. He sees the best decks, and then he sees all the possible counters to the best decks. Normally, he doesn't isn't a like a counter deck player. Like he'll usually play the best deck, but he sees everything, and that's what I why I think he's so good. And because he sees everything, he always has the right counters to the counters as well. He's just a solid player. Seems like he never makes mistakes. If to, in order to beat him, you have to really beat him.
Oh yeah, he can play very well and he's good at sometimes he'll row instead of playing a resource in the right or instead of playing a location, as like a I mean I've done this too, but to make your opponent think that you don't have any of this for your superpower out. And then, they swing in and oh, I have one in hand actually.
Yeah, you gotta love those types of plays, man. Those little psychological plays. I love that stuff.
And I remember I figured out the combo with Ash and Durable on like Sandman, and he was a little upset that he didn't figure it out first.
That was irritating. Okay, all right, so who's the next guy or gal?
I got Jose down.
Jose Barreros.
Yep. Current
Yeah.
champion.
Why do you think he should be here? Does it have anything to do with the fact that he just won Gen Con?
I've played him before. He always has solid builds, and I mean, he had never beaten me before until Gen Con, and it was well deserved, I thought. It was a good deck, and he'd really been trying, so he's just
Yeah.
a solid player. It's not just because of Gen Con.
Mean, he won Gen Con. I think he won, well, obviously he just won Ohio, and I think he won a regional last year too. It was with Venom. It was either last year or the year before. So he consistently, I mean, he's won three events, and he's just a very good decision maker and a very good and versatile deck builder. He can play any type of deck, and he is capable of countering the meta very, very well. And that's why he gets high points for me because of that. Like, he can, even though he will play the meta, he can also go against it, as he just did with Gen Con, and just have counters for what the hotness is going to be. So he gets major props for me for that. Our list has been exactly the same so far. Let's see if that continues. Who you got next?
John Phillips. That's who I got next on mine.
Okay, so far the same people.
Oh,
Go ahead and explain this crazy guy.
I like the builds that he brings out. Like, I didn't expect anyone to be playing the deep, at Gen Con, but there he is, playing the deep in the top eight.
John Phillips, insane.
Yep, and that would take out a lot of non-aggro decks, and it was a little less aggro environment than it had been, for a while, so.
John Phillips is insane. So he'll do stuff, right? He'll build a deck. First of all, the man usually builds his deck the day of the tourney. He's built decks on the flight to the event. He's built decks in the back of the car on the way to the event. Not to mention the fact that he's helped construct decks for his team that he's working with as well. So he's like, he's just probably, he might be the best deck builder in the game. On top of that, right, I've looked at John's list and I've said, okay, I'm not doing this, right? Like, I could see John win an event with his deck. And I also look at his deck list and I'm like, I'm not playing this. Like, the cojones that it takes to play some of his decks is crazy. Like that Emma Frost deck that he played, I tried to play that deck. Like, his decks don't play themselves. It takes a lot of skill in order to play his decks. So that's why he's on the list for me. All right, who we got next?
Bert Richardson.
Okay, what we got to say about the Black Hurricane?
Well, he's a good deck builder again. I mean, that's the thing I always see from him is he has good deck builds, and I think one of the first instances of like Kane and only using one basic was with him and Invisible Woman that I can remember.
Yeah, he won an invitational, the Bill Faze Invitational with that, right?
Think so. Yeah, some online tournaments, all I could remember. So
Yeah. Yeah, Bert's crazy too, man. Bert, I think it was last year. I think Bert was in like, I think he topped in every regional that he went to last year. And the funny thing is, I was talking to him and he was talking like it was a bad year because he was just, I wanted to win the Doom so bad. I'm like, dude, you were in multiple finals and you were in top 8 for every regional in 1 year. That's a great year for pretty much anybody. And he's talking like it's not normal, like it's not a big deal or something like that. It's funny. One of the most impressive victories at any tourney to me was Burt winning an early mid-winter with Black Cat during the, I don't want to say the height of the Trinity era, but because Dark Phoenix wasn't that great at the moment, but Mystique was pretty much broken at the time, and Thor was extremely dangerous at the time, and he won an event with Black Cat. I mean, that's probably the craziest thing I've ever seen in this game at this point.
Know that happens, so that's something.
Yeah, so basically you can't do it again, but at the time it was crazy. All right, so who you got next?
I got Patrick Lenihan after Bert. He's a real methodical player and, solid builds. I only played him this year for the first time at Gen Con, but I always see him around. And
Oh,
he's
that
been
was the first
top
time?
of the Buckeye League too. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever played him.
So how was that for you?
It was long.
Mean, everybody knows Patrick is a slow player. Like, he's not trying to be slow. If you ever pay attention to him, like if you never played against Patrick, he's literally sitting there calculating every possibility. Like, and if you're a person that's watched, I don't know if you've ever watched My Hero Academia, there's a character, the main character, like, does the same thing. He'll sit there and calculate the moves, the probabilities. He'll do the math, and he's doing it under his breath. And Patrick actually does the same thing. That's why I call him the versus version of that character.
You just
Patrick is,
call him Deku then.
yeah, I call him the versus Deku, because if you're playing him online, you can actually hear him doing it. It's hilarious. But that's why he's so good.
Yep, you can
Because
hear him
he's
talking to himself,
sitting
calculating it out, and it's like, yeah, I think you got two moves here, but you go ahead and think about it.
behind. Hey, I mean, I guess he looks at it like, I want to make sure I get it, you know? I mean, it helps him cut down on mistakes. And I mean, he has versus victories to his name, so.
Oh yeah. Real solid player again. That's why it's like I don't really have an order, it's just how I thought of him. So
Yeah, I feel you. We still have the same list so far. We're gonna get to somebody different eventually, I'm assuming. Who you got next?
got Osh down.
Okay.
Let's
What
see.
you think about us?
He's, I faced him a few times. He always has, good builds again, and he won Gen Con last year. And then, I guess he made kind of a mistake at Ohio and didn't win a game, but that happens.
Don't even think he was playing his own deck at Ohio.
Oh, wasn't
I don't think so.
I forget, they said something happened or
Yeah,
someone told him he should build MCU Ultron and it didn't not work out.
that didn't work out at all. Yeah. But yeah, Osh is a combo player for the most part. And he's always been good. He's always been good. I know he likes Dark Phoenix. I've played against his Dark Phoenix deck before. I think he's played John's Kingpin deck before and had some good success with it. But Osh is just a smart player, and Osh is always on the ball when it comes to paying attention to everything that's happening in the game. And that attention to detail, I think, helps him out a lot. So that's the whole Let's Get Dangerous team on the list right there.
Yep. Oh yeah, they're all
And
good. Every one of them.
the whole big three is on the list as well so far, which makes sense. All right, who you got next?
I got Colby Jarrish down.
Okay.
I haven't, I don't think I've played him at all in any tournament. I just know that, he's been mentioned in the past as doing well, and then he just shows up to Gen Con this year, gets top eight. And I was like, I gotta go play another game and win that instead. So that was something of an impression. So
Yeah, man, Colby. I know he's been around since pretty much the beginning, and I know he was winning back in the day. I know he was in the Bill Faze Invitational with you guys. And I can't remember the last time I've seen him play since before this Gen Con. I know he's been away for a little bit, and that does matter in my rankings. Like if you aren't really playing within the last few years, then that kind of lowers it for me. But I mean, the guy came right back and just went right to top eight like it was nothing. So it's like, okay, yeah, I got to put you on the list because you're always a monster.
Yep.
So I have him on the list too.
I remember looking at the deck list for that day, and I was looking at his in particular, going, I don't want to face his deck because he's packing Electron Scrambler.
Yeah, he always has something in there to answer anybody playing the same deck he's playing.
Yep, which
And
makes it better.
every time I've seen a deck list from him in the past, I'm like, yeah, that's a problem. That's definitely a problem. He is a problem. All right, who we got next?
I got Marcellus down.
Marcellus, why would you put that bum on the list?
Yeah, good
All
though.
right, what about Sale?
Well, I mean, seems like I'm facing him quite a bit or sitting right next to him. I mean, he is also on Invisible Woman at Ohio, I believe, right? I think that was him.
Yeah, he was.
He was doing a totally different design. He went with Singularity, which I decided against. But, that works too still. And he made top eight with it. And he helped me get her banned, so.
You guys, I appreciate the work you guys did. I'm so tired of Invisible Woman, man, just from the online stuff.
Yeah.
Sale hasn't been as active lately. He's had like different coincidences come up during the events. Like he wasn't able to make mid winner this year. He made mid winner last year, but he didn't make it the year before, I think. Sale is also really consistent. And going 7-0 at Gen Con, you got to give him props for that, despite the horrendous blunder that happened in the top eight. But
Yeah, he was talking about that because he thought he should have beaten Jose in the top cut. So,
I definitely believe he would have beat Jose. I
yeah,
think he lost to you, but
I
I
would have
think.
much rather faced his deck. So.
But hey, Jose won, and then Jose won again. So I really have nothing to say about that.
No, solid player. Mistakes happen. Yeah,
Oh
finals would have been different if I didn't screw up in finals. I think I was just tired, so I
yeah.
messed
Man,
up.
look. Anytime you are able to top at Gen Con, you should be happy regardless of how it ends. That Gen Con is a straight grind.
Yeah, it's like I wasn't at all upset that I lost. Jose is a good player, and I was glad it was him I was against. It was more or less that it was my mistake that bothers me. It was my
Yeah.
fault I did this. Why didn't I pay attention, kind of thing.
Yeah, man, it can happen. It can happen. But I mean, you guys earned your way up to the finals. I mean, just getting to the finals at Gen Con is an accomplishment.
Yep.
All right. So let me see. We've gone through one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. 11 players. Four left on the list, and we have not had anyone different yet. All right, so number 12, what you got?
I got Earl Teatsort down. I think I said, hope I said that
Right, 12 for 12.
right. I
Why
mean,
you have Earl here?
he has good deck ideas. I mean, I've seen him bring out some stuff online before that, I wasn't expecting to see out of a main character or to do as well as it did. I mean, he also, like Marcellus, he went undefeated at Gen Con on day one. Before the top cut, and I think, or no, I beat him once. I think I
Yeah,
beat
he
him.
lost one.
Yeah, I beat him once. I was the only person who beat him. That's right. No, I think he was undefeated until he faced me. That's right. That's
Yes,
what
that's
I was
exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Earl is smart, And he's also not conventional. And that's
Yep.
a dangerous man, I can't speak all of a sudden. I work too long today. That's a dangerous combination. And he's also very humble too, which means when you have that combination of traits, it's easy for you to learn. Like Earl was out, wasn't making, I think he made top cut at an event years ago. And he had a stretch where he was just missing top cut. But over the last like year and a half, he's just been on fire with really strong ideas in his decks. And I think it's just going to continue moving forward. All right, number 13.
I got James Monroe down. I know he hasn't made an appearance in a while, so he might not be on your list, but
Okay, so let's talk about it. He did not make my list. James was in a long line of names for the 15th spot for me. So I definitely considered him because I know James is a really good player. But for me, I'll go ahead and say before I let you talk about him, he just hasn't been around as much. Like the whole, I don't think he's really played in an event and actually topped for years. I know he's got some online success, and maybe you can correct me on some things, but like this list was actually hard to make. Like I really had to nitpick on a lot of different things, but much respect to him though.
yeah, he's got a younger child, their second child, their second child, so that's kept him busy. I almost got him to go to Ohio, but he couldn't quite make it, so he's just been busy. You know, he's got good designs. I play against him more than anyone for practice, so
Ah, okay. So you still been testing against Jane.
yeah, we play usually a few times a week, depending on, schedules and all that, so
Well, it's working for you.
yeah.
Yeah, and trust me, I understand because I was playing the old versus and I had my young kids at the time and I wasn't competing any either. So it's when those young kids come, man, they take up a lot of your time. And it's hard to tell the wife, yeah, I'm about to go on a whole trip to play a game. She's looking at you like, man, get out of here.
Yep. Oh yeah. That was like, I think the first he was trying to go to, I believe, like the first Gen Con after they had their youngest. And he's like, yeah, I can't leave my wife alone for 4 days with an infant and the other child. So yeah,
Hey man, some
I get
things
it, man.
are not worth it.
It's
Worth it.
like I understand.
Okay, so who's the next person on your list?
I got Ralph Cole down for 14.
Whoa, Ralph Cole, a third member of the team Apex. Okay, I
Yeah.
got it.
I mean, it seems like he's on similar decks to you a lot of the times. Not always, but maybe I'm just thinking of Gen Con.
I don't know about that one.
I mean, he won, let's see, I think he won the first side event of Midwinter. And, sometimes I don't understand what he's trying to do. I feel like he really leans into his characters and it works for him, so.
So you mean you talking about previously on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got confirmation from Pete that actually was a second main event.
Really?
So yeah, I actually went back and looked up the information. Was like, was that a side event or a main event? I mean, it was a main event. It was a versus sponsored main event. That's why the prize money was so high. So.
Oh, that's right, because I didn't realize that for the event. So I decided not to play my Loki build that day. I played Mobius instead, which I still made top cut with,
Yeah, you still made top cut, which is why you're on this list.
but Mobius was like, ugh, 50% at best. If I high roll, I could be Loki, but if I don't high roll, I'm dead. So
Right, so I have to go ahead and say this. Don't get mad at me, Ralph. It is what it is. Ralph did not make my list. Ralph was another person in consideration for spot number 15. And it was really hard not to put him on the list because Ralph, once again, he had that top eight. I mean, he had the top eight at Gen Con with Marvel Girl, who most people did not think could possibly do that, including me originally. I might as well go ahead and say that. I did not think Marvel Girl had a chance until we tested. Ralph actually proved me wrong during testing. And after that, I was like, okay, he has a chance. But before that, I was like, no, bro, don't play Marvel Girl.
She's one that I looked at too. Like, I don't know. Like, that defense is bad, but maybe in the right format, if you build her right, and I did some work on Marvel Girl, and it's like, she's actually pretty awesome if your opponent isn't like Storm or something. So.
Yeah, so you and I'll go ahead and segue into this. So you brought up how Ralph, sometimes you look at what he's doing and then you're like, what are you doing? What? Like that, this is the reason Ralph didn't make my top 15. He had a long, long stretch of not doing well at tourneys. Now Ralph is probably he's probably the best draft player in the game. I've never seen anybody win as many drafts as Ralph, but like with actual like main events, he hasn't done well. Now, granted, like I said, this year he's kind of turned that around, and that's why he was, I think he was probably like my number 16 player. I'll get into who number 15 was, but Ralph just has he's just had a lot of why would you do that moments. Like for example, last year in Oklahoma when he played that Reed Richards deck with Sentinels. That upset me. That upset me on a high level. But man, I mean, if Ralph keeps it up, he'll definitely be on the list next year for me. All right, so who's your last person?
Well, I got Ashley Johnson down.
Okay.
I mean, she won Gen Con the 1 year, and then she topped this year, I believe, as well. I have never played her, but seems like she does fairly well. And I guess I was thinking, well, Gen Con champ, that's something. So
Yeah.
that's for sure.
Yeah, what go ahead.
No, that was it.
So, yeah, she's my number 15 player. It was between her and Ralph. And what I ended up doing is giving her extra credit for the Gen Con win. Ashley's a very, very good player. I respect her. Not only her playing abilities, but her knowledge of the rules and things of that nature. She's just solid all the way around. Now, I don't know if she has many other tops other than that Gen Con win in this year, which is why it was a hard choice for me to put her over Ralph. But I just had to give her props for being a Gen Con winner because I'm not one, and that's the hardest tournament to win. So,
Yep.
right, so your list is done. I got to give my last two players, I think. So I have. The players I have that you don't have is Robbie Stewart. So Robbie Stewart came in I think 2020. Nobody knew him, but maybe a few people in the community. And he just won three events, right? And just won three events in a row like it was nothing. And we're talking during the Outrider era. He came down, was like, oh, Outriders, I'm not playing Outriders. I'm going to play Miss Marvel. Captain Marvel, which we knew Captain Marvel could wreck shop on Outriders, but not everybody believed it. And he just beat Outriders, won a couple of online events, and won another regional. And every time he plays, I think he tops. I don't know if he's ever played in a tournament and not top. So even though he hasn't been as active over the last year or so, I have to acknowledge the fact that he's got like a 100% top rate when he plays. That's crazy. And my last person is Scott Watson. So Scott has had a couple, like I think over the last couple of years, he's topped like maybe twice, two or three times. But here's the thing about Scott. Scott doesn't always play the best main, and he's still dangerous. Scott has done stuff in this game that just scares me. Like, I feel like if Scott said, you know what, I'm just going to be like Robert Smallwood and I'm just going to play the best deck, I don't think anybody would be able to beat him. So for me, his intimidation factor is just sky high. And that's why he made the list. So that's the top 15 for me. So our list is pretty much the same. I thought we might have had a few more differences, but I think we only had like maybe three differences.
Yeah, it was pretty darn close.
Yeah. So before we end this, is there anybody that almost made the top cut for you that you want to shout out? Like maybe they'll have a chance to get into it next year, or maybe are on up and coming to you, up and coming players that you see like grinding and getting better that we may be talking about next year.
I'm not really sure on, up and coming really, but I did have David Robbins down. He can't really play in the tournaments, but anytime I've played him, for fun online or anything like that, he's a, solid player, great guy, and I think he's a pillar of the community really, so.
Yeah, Dave can't really compete, obviously, but
Yeah.
he's excellent. He's an excellent player. I mean, him and Earl are kind of like the same to me, except that they like different mains. Obviously, I have to give a shout out to Ashley's husband, Aaron, because he's really good as well. Let's see. We already talked about James. I got to give a shout out to my teammates, Dawson. Dawson had a very, very good year this year. He's been working hard. He topped at Gen Con for the first time ever. He topped at Midwinter this year. And he's going to Delaware, so he might top again. Like this, Dawson has been on fire lately. So he actually greatly rose in my rankings, but he didn't make it. Jamar had a really good year last year, but this year he's been struggling. If Jamar would have had the same trajectory that he was on last year, he probably would have made my top 15. I also got to give a shout out to Diego, because Diego was one was I think it was a winning end for me or and him at Ohio. And I beat him, but if he would have won, he would have made top cut. He made top cut at being a winner this year as well. So I've like actually watched Diego steadily get better. So I got to give him a shout out. And the last person I got to say is Stacks. Caleb, I got to give a shout out to Caleb because Caleb, even though he hasn't been playing as regularly, when he has played, he's done well over the last few years. Now, the thing that keeps me from elevating him to top 15, because I feel like he's kind of like his versatility, I don't know, is that great. Like a lot of times it's just Dark Phoenix and Outriders or what's the other guy? First Evil. It's just those three. And then I remember he said something when he first came back. I don't know. I think he said somebody else built his deck for him. And look, I know it's nitpicking. But you have to nitpick because everybody at this area is great. So it's every little thing matters. But Stacks could definitely be in the top 15 for me next year. So yeah, the last person is Tevin. Tevin
Yeah, I like
showed
to.
up. Tevin showed up from the Build Phase page playing a completely different game. Hopped in and is at top tables like pretty much right away. And he's one of the most humble but aggressive, like at learning the game players I've ever seen. And he just topped at Ohio too, I think, with Odin. So all of these players need to be looked out for. It'll be interesting to see how this next year goes. And I don't know who's going to be on this pod with me next year, but it's definitely fun to be able to take a look at what's happening in the game and go ahead and just have some fun ranking the players. So Those are our top 15 players. You got anything you want to say, Mitch?
Nothing I can think of offhand. That's
Okay.
always good talking to you and playing against you, though, so.
Yeah, man. I hope I don't have to play against you in this Buckeye season, though. Oh, I have one more thing to say.
All right.
Ralph had you on his pod first, but I think you were better on this pod.
Yeah,
So, shout out
I
to
don't normally do these, so I don't know, kind of felt like a warm up. I think I was a little more nervous on the last one because I don't normally, talk online like this, I guess.
Nervous, he spent the whole time kissing your behind, man.
Yeah, maybe that helped. I don't know.
Maybe that's why we're nervous. You are used to that, huh? No, but thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it. Have fun. And we're gonna get out of here versus community. We love you guys. We love to hear what you think about the list. And hey, Ben, Stacks, Dave, love to hear your commentary on the list, or perhaps maybe even get your own list if you like. But we'll see you guys next time.